We're hearing about the Bradley effect again. It's so named after the late Los Angeles mayor, Tom Bradley, an African American.
He ran for governor in California in 1982 against a white Republican, George Dukmejian. Although Bradley led in the polls, he lost the election.
So the Bradley effect means some voters tell pollsters they're undecided or that they support a black candidate, but in the voting booth, they go for the white candidate. Day-to-Day humor writer Brian Unger now takes a look at some lesser-known effects in today's Unger Report.
The Bradley effect is a demonstration of a voter's guilty pleasure, dressed up in a white robe and a hood, a metric for measuring national animosity for the advancement of colored people, perpetuated when one's conscience is the only witness. It's hypocrisy, I guess, until it happens inside a voting booth. Then it gets a name and has an effect. We are a sum of many effects, contradictions in private of things we profess in public. Most of these are not racist or bigoted. The majority is, thankfully, merely embarrassing, humiliating, and shameful. What a relief. You throw plastic in the garbage, and you think of yourself as green. That's the Gore effect. You sing heinous pop music at the top of your lungs while you drive when you think no one's looking. This is the Britney effect. You've got a lot of awesome, loving gay friends, but you don't think they should be allowed to marry. That's the Palin effect. You're devoutly religious, but you keep looking for same-sex dates at highway rest stops in public parks. That's the George Michael effect. You're an atheist, but at night you pray there's no God so you won't go to hell. This is the Bill Maher effect. You preach all organic and raw, but at bedtime eat a can of Pringles and any other morsel of carbohydrate in your cupboard. This is the Oprah effect. You're a germaphobe and avoid shaking hands with anyone, yet you don't wash after using the bathroom and you pick your nose, relentlessly. That's the Howie Mandel effect. You espouse a fitness lifestyle, but your running shoes are in your trunk. Your gym membership has never been used. Oh, and you're an addict. That's the Elvis effect. You pepper your dinner conversation with a bevy of fresh, unique ideas that you've stolen from the New York Times. That's the Sulzberger effect. You ask people to stop smoking in public, but you light up on your hotel room balcony at night. This is the J.W. Marriott effect. You preach a compassionate and non-judgmental worldview, but call your soon-to-be ex-husband emotionally retarded. This is the Madonna effect. Your TV never moves from ESPN, but your DVR never stops recording Bravo. This is the Rock Hudson effect. You think you're clever, smart, and funny, until an NPR listener sends an email to your boss telling her otherwise. That's the Unger effect. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.
Oh, Brian, we love you. Lightning our Mondays here at Day to Day since 2003.
Okay, Alex, let's look at the undecided effect. I'm looking at this undecided voters map that we have created, and it's really interesting. It's a Google map of the United States, and it has little question marks all over it.
Yeah, especially in the swing states. Each one represents an undecided voter. You just click on these, and you can read these comments that these voters have sent to us here at Day to Day, the people we've been reaching out to over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, they're really fascinating. So we're inviting listeners not only to read them, but to go over there if you haven't made up your minds and contribute to the map. Go to our blog, npr.org/daydreaming. The map is there along with instructions on how you can enter your location and your comment.
Oh, and by the way, this is not actually restricted to people who are undecided because the map is interesting. What people have to say is interesting about it. Go to the blog. It's npr.org/daydreaming. There's stuff to learn there about how people are voting and why they're voting and what they're going to do, even if they don't know what they're going to do yet.
So we'll be checking the comments and featuring some of them on the air this week. So hurry on over there now, npr.org/daydreaming. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick.